All right, Kibbo, say good morning, good morning. We are privileged this morning to continue in Perek Yor Aleph in Mesilas Yesharim. We are picking up today, Friday. Friday, the 8th of Kislev, December 2nd, continuing again with Kina. So the Ramchal writes as follows, Hakina, jealousy. Kam hi ina elo his chesron yediya v'sichlos. This is so interesting. He says, what's jealousy? Jealousy is the result of a lack of understanding in life and foolishness. Ki'ein ha-mekane, I will say this is so profound. Why does he call jealousy foolishness? Look how profound this is. Ki'ein ha-mekane maviach klum li'atzmo. When you're jealous of someone, or you're jealous of something, you gain nothing for yourself. Ve'gam lo mafsid l'mishu miskanebo. Nor do you cause a loss to the person of whom you are jealous. The only thing that happens with jealousy is jealousy ultimately is a trait, is a midah, which essentially one consumes their self. Right? You cause yourself to lose. It's such a profound idea of us, right? You see someone else, I'm jealous of you. Okay, so now jealousy is an intense midah. So again, let's say I'm jealous of your possessions. If I'm jealous of you, it's not like I get your possessions, right? So I don't become any richer. You don't become any poorer. So the only thing that it does is jealousy is a midah that erodes. It just erodes. It just consumes the self. Ukemamar hakasuv shezacharti, as the pasuk says, ufose tomis kina. The fool could die of jealousy. Vamdam. So we'll say. So just like everything we've seen up until now, there are different levels, right? Just like by gaiva, just like by kas, there are different levels of jealousy. He says vamdam. So there are some people who are so foolish that when they see their friend have anything good, any tova, anything good, anything of benefit, so a person literally again feels a sense of pain. There are people like this that they cannot stand to see someone else enjoy some level of success. To the point that when I see someone else's success, it causes me pain. It causes me worry. Ad shafilu, I'll say to the point, listen to this. Ad shafilu, hatovos shebiyado, lo yahanu, mitzar mashu rabi ad chavira. To the point that I can't even enjoy what I have because of the pain that I see of someone else benefiting. So this is like the highest level of kina, where I am so jealous of other people that I literally, the jealousy consumes me to the point that I can't even appreciate what it is that I have. This is what the Pasuk in Mishlei means when it says, Urekav atzamos kina. Shlomo HaMelech calls jealousy a rot of the bones. We'll say, what's the lashon of a rot of the bones? In other words, it consumes the person from the inside out. That literally, again, and I will say, this is why the Ramchal introduced jealousy by saying, it's foolishness. It doesn't make any sense. You know, I will say, to harbor a feeling that at least somehow has some type of benefit is one thing. But to harbor such a corrosive feeling, it doesn't give me any more. It doesn't take away anything from you. And all it does is rot me from the inside out. Doesn't make any sense. Amnam. So say that's one level of jealousy. Amnam. There are others who do not have as much pain. In other words, we'll say, there are others whose jealousy is not as intense. Not as intense. So ultimately, again, they don't have the same level of pain or difficulty when they see someone else having something good. This second level, we'll call it the second tier down of jealousy. When I see someone else enjoying something in life, and I see someone else benefiting, it causes me tsar. It does, it causes me tsar. Ulufachos, and sometimes, or at least, yiskare rucham bir osam echad ola ezo maile yisera. Suppose his lashon over is very interesting. Yiskare rucham means, ultimately, again, literally, my spirit cools down, which means I feel something. In other words, there's a little bit that jealousy removes almost a little bit of my life pleasantness. In this level, what I don't get jealous of are my loved ones. If my loved ones are enjoying success, that I could deal with. But But anyone else, it causes me just a little bit of pain. So again, as opposed to the previous case, the first case, where the jealousy is all-consuming, and literally, again, to the point that I can't even enjoy anything I have in life, this is a little bit of a lower level. But jealousy is not as intense. But at the same time, it's there. It's there. He goes and he says, Kol Shekein, Eme Osma She'in Lo Avara Ba'imo, Kol Shekein Ye Ger Me'eretz Acheres. Rabbi say, but the jealousy is there. If it's someone who's not close to me. Rabbi say, you know, it's interesting how jealousy works. You know, sometimes jealousy manifests itself dafka in those who are closest to you, right? That's where jealousy comes up. And some people are, and sometimes it's just the opposite. Sometimes, you know, for my family, I want them to be successful. For my family, I'm so happy. So my brother's success, my sister's success, my cousin's success, that doesn't scare me. That doesn't bother me at all. It's when it's a little bit removed from me that it begins to really upset me. Visira, shebefihem efshash yomru drams kismeichim omod mal tavaso. I will say it's interesting how sometimes jealousy manifests itself, right? Rarely, says Ramchal, does a person come straight out and say, I'm jealous. Because when you say it, right? What's the problem with saying it? It sounds so petty, right? I'm jealous? I don't know. Especially because I will say when you say it, it's like, well, I have a lot of stuff. So rarely do people say it. Instead, says Ramchal, what often happens is, people express external joy over the accomplishments and life movement of others. Oh, I'm so happy for you. So happy for you. Meanwhile, achlibam rafa bikirbam. Right? I say, oh, I'm so happy for you. I'm like, oh, you don't deserve any of this. Right? You deserve nothing. Right? I don't say that. But at the end of the day, that's what I'm thinking in my heart. In my heart, I'm jealous. And in my heart, jealousy also sometimes manifests itself as, why do you have this? Why do you have this and I don't? V'hu davar ye'ara al harov b'nei adam. Rabbi say, what an affirming statement. Says Ramchal, most of us are jealous. Most of us are jealous. Most of us suffer from jealousy in some way. Ki ava pi shelo yiyu ba'le kina mamish amnam lo niko b'men algar. Remember, coming back to the primary topic of this chapter, of Nikios. Ramchal says, even if at the end of the day, I'm not necessarily a level one or a level two, balkina, person who possesses jealousy, all of us have some vestige of it, right? I was saying, we know. Except, in other words, it might be in jealousy of someone's career, someone's on a better career trajectory than me, jealousy of someone's money, jealousy of someone's shalom bayis, jealousy of someone's children. There's a whole variety of different things. Ramchal says, most of us are jealous of something. We're not nucky. We're not cleansed from it. Kol shekein in bala munasu matzliach ba shekvar kol uman son lechavre. We'll say, you know where jealousy comes up more than anything, says Ramchal? Professionally. If you're in the same profession as someone, and someone else is more matzliach than you, that's often where jealousy comes up. And it makes sense. I will say, especially, you know how these narratives often play out in our heads, right? That guy who's more successful than me, yet what's usually the next sentence? I work so much harder. Right? I work so much harder. That guy, he doesn't do anything. It doesn't make any sense. So Ramchal says, it's interesting. I will say, it's fascinating to see, like, certain dynamics in the human condition simply do not change over time. So very often, there's someone in my same career area who's just doing much better than me, and I'm jealous of that. The choshkin masliach ba yosrei menu. Bamnam, lo yadu v'lo yavinu. So we'll say, lu yadanu v'lo yavinu. If only we would understand. If only we would understand. Ki ein adam nogea b'muchan l'chaveiro. Rebbe will say, here it is. If I would only understand, my hatzlacha, my success, has nothing to do with someone else's success. You see, Rebbe will say, what the Ramchal is saying, apilu k'mali neima, literally you can't touch that which belongs to someone else, even a hair's breadth. You see, Rebbe will say, says the Ramchal, you know what our great challenge in life is? We often look at, like, success in life as a pie, right? And there's one pie. There's one pie. So what happens? If I see that you're succeeding and you have a larger slice of the pie, what does that mean? There's less for me. There's less for me. And then Ramchal says, that is unequivocally untrue. Because you know what the reality is? You have your own pie. And I have my own pie. So again, you could get as much of your pie as you want, and it has nothing to do with me. I have as much pie as I want, right? And it has nothing to do with you. You can't touch my pie. I can't touch your pie. And halavai, again, yours. Say, that's what it is. See, that's what drives this. If you have more, I have less. Says Ramchal, no. No, if you have more, you have more. My more or my less is totally not dependent on you. It's such an incredible. Shebo said, this is why there's really no place for jealousy when a person has emunah. Because Shebo said, what emunah says is, I have my pie, you have your pie, you have your pie, you have my chelik, you have your chelik. And our two chalakim, our two life portions, are totally independent of one another. Therefore, when I see you succeed, that's not at my expense. And because it's not at my expense, I have absolutely nothing to be jealous of. Now, I will point out, like at the end of the day, sometimes to be jealous, let's say, of certain things we're going to discuss, of someone's work ethic, right? To be jealous of someone's ruchnius, to be jealous of someone's drive to succeed. So that's something different. But Lamaisa, we're talking about like quantifiable things. You have all of this and I don't. I'm jealous. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. That's his pie. That's his pie. You have your own pie. He goes on. This is so beautiful. This is ultimately, again, what the Navi tells about Yemosa Mashiach. Shalaman tiyeh tovas Yisrael shalima, yakti makadosh baruch hu lahasem milavavenu hamida hamaguna hazos. V'az lo yiyeh tsar li'echa betovas ha'acher, v'gam lo yitztarich hamatzliach lahastir asma udvar v'vnei akina. Rebbe said, this is absolutely incredible. One of the hallmarks of the Messianic era is what? Is what? Is the idea that kina, jealousy, is going to be removed from the heart of man. Wow. Messianic era, no jealousy. I will say, by the way, what does it mean when you live in an era where there's no jealousy? So first of all, there's no jealousy, which is great. You know what else it means? So I will say, we live in a world now where if you have an accomplishment in life, I will say, right, you have a life, accomplished life success, you have to think twice before you share it. Why do you have to think twice before you share it? Why? You have to be careful. Like, in other words, and I don't want someone else to get jealous. Right? I don't want someone else to get upset. Shabbos said, that's the world that we live in. The world that we live in is, it's not so pashut that we could rejoice over the accomplishments of one another, because often we get jealous. Well, in the Messianic era, when there's no jealousy, there's also no need to hide your accomplishments or successes. Why? Because by definition, we'll just be happy for one another. So beautiful. V'umah shakasuv, v'sara kines Ephraim, v'sara Yehudi yikaresu, Ephraim lo yikanes Yehuda, v'Yehuda lo yatzeres Ephraim. Well, says the pasuk in Yeshaya, literally again, the jealousy of Ephraim will be removed. Right? Ephraim will not be jealous of Yehuda, and Yehuda will not begrudge Ephraim. Hu ha-shalom v'ha-shav ha-shalom alochi ha-sharis. This level of shalom, Rabosai, and lack of jealousy, right now, only exists amongst the malachim, right? This is the hallmark of the angelic sphere. Asher kulub smichem avodasim, ish ish amakomo vein echad miskani bechaveru klal. Right? We'll say, here's what's amazing. Angels are not jealous. Why aren't angels jealous? Because every single angel has a different mission, right? Every malach has a different mission, and no mission encroaches upon the other, right? So Gavriel is not saying, hey, Michal, you had a great day today. Now your success is going to take care of... No, because Gavriel's got his thing, and Michal's got his thing, and every single angel has their own pie, their own bucket of success, so to speak, and one never encroaches upon the other. And therefore, there's a sense of happiness that exists in the celestial sphere, because no one feels that the success and the accomplishment of one is eroding the other. Ki kulam yodim ha-emes la'amito va'aleizim al hatov asher b'yadim usmeichem mechalkam. Because all of them, talking about the malachim, know the truth, and ultimately, again, are therefore rejoice over the good that comes to them and are happy with their particular portion. So I will say, that type of angelic happiness that comes as a result that each of us have our own pie, and no one's success encroaches upon the other, that exists now in the celestial sphere, and it'll be one of the hallmarks of the Messianic era. Well, so stop over here for today. Incredible, incredible piece. So, Amir Tz Hashem, Sunday we pick up with chemda and taiva. Continuing a little bit in kina, still derivatives of kiva, mir tashem, abos eshkoyach.